School counselors are having a tough time keeping up with a wave of new struggles among American teenagers. Over the past decade, the number of young people reporting symptoms of major depression has increased by more than 50% among 12 to 17-year-olds. That's according to a study published this month in the Journal of Abnormal Psychology. So, more kids need to speak with a counselor, but it's unlikely to happen at school, where resources are getting stretched thinner and thinner. Amanda Novak has an idea to fix this problem. She's the assistant principal at Westgate Community School, a K-12 public charter in Thornton, Colorado. She's helped launch a program to train 18 students as peer mentors to meet the demand for school counselors. Amanda, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter. It's nice to be here.
And we've also got Peyton Meredith, a Westgate senior and one of the student peer counselors. Peyton, good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you as well.
Great. Amanda, let's start with you. How stretched thin did you get before you realized that you needed your students to help you with this problem?
It started when I started at Westgate. We are, as you mentioned, a K-12. We have about 510 students. And kindergartners all the way to seniors in high school, there's a lot of needs there. And we have one counselor for our entire student body. And we noticed right away just that counselor, our counselor was like running around all day long, just trying to meet with kid after kid after kid. She was literally just running around the building all day.
And what kind of fires was she putting out?
Students that needed to talk to somebody. So if a student had a death in the family, or if their dog was sick, or if they just were tired and needed a minute, teachers sometimes don't have the ability to support a student in that moment. And so the counselor was getting requests all day long just to check in with these students. And the counselor also has a caseload of students that she sees regularly for some more serious things. And so between those two sort of items, she was running around all the time.
So what you're describing is happening across the board. The American School Counselor Association says on average there is one counselor for every 444 students in this country, when it should be closer to one for every 250 students. I just wonder what you think the results of something like that are.
It's what you're seeing. We're seeing kids in crisis, and counselors have a lot of jobs too. So kids with suicidal ideation and kids with depression and kids with anxiety and kids with impulsivity issues. And I think that if we had more counselors, you know, we could support more, 1 to 200, like you said.
Well, and as we said, mental health problems are getting worse. What do you think is making it so tough for kids these days?
A few components. First of all, I think there's a lot of pressure on students right now to succeed. And it's a really fast-paced society, so we have like less time for reflection, for processing, for relationship. And then there's also technology right now. I think that technology has an impact on those things. And I think that's all creating this problem.
Okay. So you came up with a new idea. Get the students to help you. Get students like Peyton to help you deal with this problem. Tell me about what you've done.
I think it started by just talking to a group of ambitious high schoolers that sort of saw this problem too. They saw their friends feeling the stress of school and the stress of work and all the things that students have to do every day. And then they also noticed that, you know, in our building, we have young students faced with the same problems. And it kind of just was born out of that conversation. Mm-hmm. And with a social work background, I've studied counseling. I've read a lot of Brené Brown and just how to support people in this way. And I thought I could probably teach students how to do that in a way that still, you know, values student privacy and confidentiality and the system we have without sort of impeding that. We could still support more people that way.
Peyton Meredith, this is where you come in. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so tell me how this works. You know, maybe you could just go through one of the recent mediations that you had with a classmate.
So little kids nowadays have, the news is more open and there's so much happening in the world and it's at their fingertips. First and second graders are seeing these like mass shootings and stuff and want to know why this is happening. And they come scared, like, am I going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? And we're like, it's hard to explain to them that yes, they will be okay.
That's got to be tough. So tell me about, you know, these conversations that you're having with a little kid who comes up to you asking those questions. How do you make them feel better?
I just tell them, like, it's always happened. We just have so much technology at our fingertips now that it's recorded more. It's more known because we're more connected than we've ever been as a society in general.
What about the older kids? Can you tell me about a problem that one of the high schoolers has come to you for?
The high schoolers have come to me because they're so stressed. There's so much pressure put on them, especially as they enter junior and senior year of now you have to make a life choice of where are you going to go next. And a lot of them is, I don't know until I'm actually in the workforce. But my parents are forcing me to figure out something that I'm not ready to figure out because I'm not ready to grow up yet.
And what do you do? I mean, again, how do you help them? Do you think that you can offer them something different because they're looking at someone that's the same age as them and not a teacher, not an adult?
How I help them is just letting them talk because they have the solutions themselves. They just don't know until they say it out loud, until they have someone to bounce ideas off and the correct kind of question them in a safe manner that's not destructive or harmful or judgy. It's just like a bounce-off session, and they ultimately have the solutions. It's just they need to organize their thoughts to get to that solution.
What if someone came up to you and said, Peyton, I'm thinking about suicide. What would you do?
That one is not for me to handle. I have to go straight to my counselor or Ms. Novak because that is out of my range as I have not been taught how to deal with that. That's an adult problem that I cannot face.
Sure. And Amanda Novak, what do you think about that? Are you at all concerned that in some iteration of these conversations that Peyton is having, that she may be carrying a heavy weight on her, that someone might come to her for an issue that a trained professional should be dealing with?
Yeah, and it's happened before. And our mentors have role played and practiced how to like gently pause that session and go get either myself or the counselor. But then we always have an opportunity at the end of our sessions to work as a team of peer mentors to go through self-care, to get support, to make sure that we're filling our own cups and taking care of ourselves.
So it sounds like you do a lot of training before any of these peer mentors ever see another student.
Significantly. We do a significant amount of training and throughout the process.
But to be clear, you're also relying on a teenage volunteer to do the work that the state and that school districts have traditionally paid for. I mean, do you think that your fix is the right long-term solution to this problem we've been talking about?
I think that every student has social emotional needs in school that are simply not being met because we're more focused on academic standards right now as a culture. I don't, you know, that bleeds into mental health, I think, because you're looking at students who have maybe like a mid-level need when they don't get support, when they don't get mental health support, and they don't have the support of a counselor quickly or even ever throughout the school year, that mid-level concern can become a crisis. And that's where the problem lies. So if we have a group of high schoolers, compassionate, empathetic, trained high schoolers who are just that space to like talk to where someone can have a supportive presence, what we're doing is we're taking away that cycle where it becomes a crisis because nobody has reached out to that person.
Peyton, what do you think? Are you making a difference?
I know I'm making a difference because I've seen the difference I've made in the kids I've mentored. Their whole mentality changes towards school, towards life, towards themselves, which is what a kid needs at times.
What about how it makes you feel?
It makes me feel like I had have a purpose in the education system that many students don't realize they have.
And I'm just asking that question because I'm guessing that maybe you can relate to some of the problems that these young people are coming to you with. I mean, you're about to go off to college. I'm sure you feel the pressures of doing well in school and getting a job and being an adult.
Yeah, because before I came to Westgate, I never knew who like to talk to if something happened. I was just kind of by myself and with three friends who were not mature enough to handle problems. But coming to Westgate and having that program allowed me to choose and have people to support me and help me with little issues before they became huge issues. So if I can do that to a few kids, it can change the whole world for them.
Peyton Meredith, a student peer counselor at Westgate Community School in Thornton, Colorado, and Amanda Novak, the assistant principal at the school who's running this peer counseling program. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it.
Thank you as well.